Mike, this is Houston, over. Roger, reading you loud and clear. Welcome back.
Roger, looks like the evaporator is holding okay, or at least it's starting to. It dropped the temperature down to about 32, and now it's come back up again and stabilized at about 42 degrees.
Roger, copy, Bill. Houston.
Roger, Houston, this is Apollo 8. What we're doing on the control point tracking, I managed to look for CP1 at the same time we were trying to do CP2 on this rev. I've picked two marks which are just as small but more easily recognizable than the ones that were given to me. I know that I can repeat the process of picking the same small points the next revs. Now, I can try to look for the control points that are written down, but I think that I have better control over the ones that we have.
Roger, Jim. Understand. We'll check that way.
Roger, one more point. The control point times which you've given me are a little bit off, and I can notice by comparing the maps, that these maps are not too well aligned either.
Roger, these two small points that you can repeat your marks on, will you be able to identify those precisely on a map, over?
That's affirmative. That's why I picked them. They're both near very prominent features, and they're both very small craters, about the same size as the ones we were looking for. But I can pinpoint them on a map.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Roger, one more comment, since it's offered a lot of controversy at data priority meetings. It looks like 10 degrees pitch up is the best attitude to obtain the horizon so that you can follow the landmark down through the scanning telescope. If you're pitched down any more, full up trunnion will not gather or get the horizon, and the horizon is a great help in leading yourself into the control point.
Roger, understand.
Say again. 5.6.
Apollo 8 Houston.
Go ahead.
Jim, we concur with your use of the two small craters, which you can repeatedly mark on and find on the map. And also, if you'll give us your new latitudes and longitudes, we can compute for you a time of closest approach to those points with the spacecraft 10 degrees pitched up. Over.
Roger, Houston. CP1, latitude minus 606269, longitude over 2, minus 78954. Altitude plus 00152. For CP2, latitude minus 09638. Longitude over 2 plus 81691. Altitude minus 00007. I try to get CP3 at the same pass, but I let it go by to get set up for this first track at the landing site.
Roger. On CP1, would you say again the latitude, and on CP2, say again the longitude over 2, please.
Roger. CP1 latitude minus 06269. That's the latitude, and for longitude over 2 for CP2, plus 81691.
Okay, we copy, Jim. Thank you.
And it appears that Resolve Medium is a very good combination to track.
Roger, understand. Resolve Medium.
And it appears so far, Houston, that no spacecraft pitch motion is required to get five marks on the target in plenty of time.
Roger, I understand you require no spacecraft motion to get five marks.